Blog Talk Radio.
La que me consume y no puedo rechazar. Mi debilidad, oye mamá, mi debilidad es saber que tú estás cerca y no poder conquistar. Nena, tus lindos ojos, tu boquita de coral, y sobre todas las cosas ese cuerpo sin igual. No perderé la esperanza de que seas mi así total, así será cosa buena, solo mi debilidad. No perderé la esperanza de que seas mi así total, así será cosa buena, solo mi debilidad.
Thank you.
I Idaho Tapping Better Love. You are listening to Truth to Power, and we have Eddie Rodriguez with us, Latin music roots from a Puerto Rican bronze tale. And Eddie, for those of you who don't know who Eddie Rodriguez is, he is the CEO of Eddie Rodriguez Entertainment. He is a management and artist development company, and he works with recording artists, producers, disc jockeys. He's been in the business for 30-some years, so he definitely knows the entertainment business. Thank you for joining us tonight, Eddie Rodriguez. How are you doing?
Well, better love to you, Beverly Gay. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight. Once again, coming to you from Puerto Rico. The power keeps on coming on and off. You know, the electric company is still working on trying to handle this power grid. But other than that, everything is beautiful. The full moon out here tonight, clear skies. We just had a hurricane that passed, but we didn't get the brunt of it, so we were blessed.
Good, excellent.
I wanted to talk about the artist that we just heard by the name of Mark Diamond. Mark was a black Cuban pianist, arranger, composer, songwriter that came into the scene in his teenage years in the 60s. At the same time, we had a great pianist already in the salsa, the Latin music scene, by the name of Eddie Palmieri. And there was another artist, pianist, that was also in the scene, you know, already performing in ballrooms and clubs that the teenagers used to be able to buy tickets and go and dance at these ballrooms. By the name of Larry Harlow coming up. And another one is Richie Ray, who is another great pianist. Speaking about Larry Harlow and Eddie Palmieri and Richie Ray, they all became part of what was known as the Fania All-Stars. And this is, you know, what we're doing, kind of like, Mark Diamond, Eddie Palmieri, Richie Ray, Bobby Cruz, Larry Harlow, pianists and Latin music special tonight. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
Okay. Let's go.
digo que el abrazo tuyo fue como una enredadera. Por poco yo me mareo, qué fuerza tiene esa negra.
Te adoré tu cuerpo de carretera, que tiene más curvas que la vuelta de la culebra.
Yo te vi cuando pasaba tu cintura de candela, sentí que me provocaba la sabrosa temblequera. Cuando te envuelve amorosa con su curva de culebra.
Porque adoré tu cuerpo de carretera, que tiene más curvas que la vuelta de la culebra.
Yes, we're with Eddie Rodriguez, and Eddie Rodriguez of Eddie Rodriguez Entertainment. He's coming to us from Puerto Rico. And we know that Diamond was a black Puerto Rican songwriter, composer, pianist. So tell us about the music we just heard, Eddie Rodriguez.
Well, Mark Diamond actually was a black Cuban from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. There's where he grew up. They call it Roy Saida or L-E-S, Lower East Side. during the time he was growing up, he was born in the 50s. I can tell you that that area was, there was a huge Puerto Rican population. You know, basically all Puerto Rican. So Mark Diamond was growing up with Puerto Rican. As a result, he had a, a talent for music, and he studied music, and he started performing with the local bands, and when they needed a pianist, they would ask him to
perform in, and he would be a good show. Can you, Eddie Rodriguez, can you speak up? We hear some noise in the background.
Okay, how about now?
Better.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, Mark Diamond grew up in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. He was a black Cuban. And the pianists of the time, they were popular. Once again, we talk about racism on your show. But the other pianists that were famous at the time were pretty much white, light-skinned Puerto Ricans, all Jewish. One was a Jewish by the name of Larry Harlow. The other one was Richard Ray, who was from Puerto Rico, and Ricardo Ray, that was his name. And Eddie Palmieri, who's a fair-skinned New York-born Puerto Rican and from the Bronx. And, we're talking about the music I grew up with, and I was exposed to that led to a career in the Latin music industry when I was in my 20s. So, these were the pianists at the time, but, we talk about race on the show, and, I can't, remember any black, Cubans or Puerto Ricans making it big, in the salsa world as pianists. They've always been fair-skinned. So, Mark had an incredible talent. Rest in peace, Mark Diamond. He was a composer, a songwriter, an arranger. He was a pianist. And he was someone that left a mark on people like myself. He was an unknown, one of those unrecognized talents of the Latin music industry.
How did you get to come know him?
Well, Mark was he was kind of our age, or just a little bit older. He was kind of like the same age as our older brothers at the time. So were the bands that that we were following, so to speak. We would follow them to go to wherever they were performing on a Friday night or a Saturday night. That was pretty much the nights, we used to follow him. And one time when my brother came back from the Vietnam War, my father put a welcome home party for him, put it together. And the band that he hired was a local band, and the pianist was Mark Diamond. And so I remember him from there, really close. And then seeing him, hearing him on recordings, once again, with a very unique style, similar to the style that was originated by the great, the amazing Eddie Palmieri, who... was influenced by his brother, Charlie Palmieri, who may he rest in peace. So, I'm just trying to go through a line of pianists here, Mark being one of them, unrecognized. I passed away at the age of 46. they say substance abuse. We don't know what was happening, but we do know that he was a great talent, and his music lives on forever, and no matter what condition he was mentally or emotionally, and trying to medicate himself to fill that hole, so to speak. So, you may rest in peace. We remember him today, and we remember his music. Mark Diamond, pianist, arranger, composer, one of the artists first, when they formed the biggest, most important record label in the tropical Latin music industry, which is Fania, F-A-N-I-A, Fania Records. And he was one of their artists, the artists or the pianists, all the other pianists you're going to hear tonight. Coming up is Eddie Palmieri now. Eddie Palmieri, you know, he did stuff with Cal Jader on vibraphones. There isn't kind of sounds, no horns. And he did stuff just with trombones. Then he added things. He had a trumpet. He had a singer by the name of Ismael Quintana. He was an incredible singer. You know, he had great. These tunes coming up are going to be great because they have a lot of drumming. Because Eddie, his solos were conversations with the percussion. And he said that in one interview that the percussion is the most important part of tropical Latin music. Without percussion, you would not have what we have today. So he said, my respect to the congas and bongos and all the drummers, the Latin percussion instruments that even the maracas and everything that combined makes it a soulful music. So we'll talk about Eddie on the...
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to talk about him when we get finished listening to him?
Let's talk a little bit about Eddie when we get through his set.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy.
All right.
Thank you.
Better Love, Beverly. We're just listening to.
I do this every time. I gotta quit forgetting to put my mic back on. I do it every time. I was giving out the number, the 323-642-1586. If you have a question or a comment for Eddie Rodriguez, push the number 1. And I'll see your hand raised. So you can call in 323-642-1586. Okay, Eddie Rodriguez. He's coming to us from Puerto Rico.
Yes. Hold on a minute, Beverly. Let me make a quick... we're coming to you live from Arroyo, Puerto Rico, the not the birthplace, but the town in Puerto Rico where they tested the incredible invention called the telegraph that has led to what we are doing today, communicating in a medium using invisible electromagnetic waves and satellites and towers, et cetera. So this is quite an important town, not recognized in Puerto Rico as a as an important time, but I believe the frequency here is incredible. The people here are wonderful. And you have bad people everywhere, but the majority of the people are wonderful. And I'm very glad to be coming to you live from Arroyo, Puerto Rico. I wanted to ask you, Beverly, you know, we've been listening to Mark Diamond. We just listened to Eddie Palmieri. I can tell you these are some of the music that influenced me to become a professional in the Latin music industry. There's a lot more music we're going to play to, you know, that got me there, and I was there. So, but how about, you know, you being in Detroit and in the 60s, and this Latin music didn't get to your community. There's obviously, you're listening to what was happening at the time, and probably what we were listening to, which was the Motown sound. And how do you feel about some of this music you were never exposed to?
I mean, it sounds good. I wish I had been exposed to it earlier. And the main thing is, I didn't know it was, you know, I don't know why, but I didn't know it was a lot of Black people, people of color that was in the industry. Now, when I heard this music, I heard it like in movies like The Godfather and different movies that I heard this music in. But just listening to it in the neighborhood, no, I never really heard it.
Well, that was, once again, what was happening in junior high schools in the Bronx during the 60s. And, you know, they used to let the teenagers buy tickets to go to some of these events at ballrooms. Some of them would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Used to pay $2, and you would see all the bands come by. They would come by live, people long, with Hector Lavoe, Ricky Ray, Eddie Palmieri, Joe Cuba. There was so many bands: Larry Hall, Mark Diamond with Orquesta Flamboyant. There were so many groups, and Tipica 73 came out in 73. That came out afterwards, but they would play a lot of clubs. Because that was another turning point for the salsa music, though, the beginning, you know, what we call today salsa music. But once again, danceable Latin tropical music, or tropical Latin music. So from that point of view, but Eddie Palmieri, you know, so that was what was happening. That was what was this.
And you know, it probably was happening here because we have different segments. Like we have a Mexican town, we have a town, a place like in Hamtramck where it's all Indians. So I'm quite sure in this part of the town where it was a lot of Spanish, you know, Latin people, I'm quite sure that this is the music they were listening to. Did I lose you?
No, I'm right here. Okay. I was mentioning that, you know, within the Latin music industry, they have what we call sub-genres. And those sub-genres, you know, can vary from country to country. They might have a category for cumbia music out of Colombia. And in Mexico, they might have ranchera, which is like, you know, traditional Mexican music, but then they have banda, B-A-N-D-A, which is the newest music for the last 20-something years. They have norteño, they have, you know, what they call regional Mexican music has subgenres as well, and they have pop. So it's a, you know, everywhere you go, they might not be listening to salsa music. But we're going back to the Bronx. We're going back to the Bronx with a family that got there in 1953, in my family. And the first music that I heard from my family gathering was pretty much country music of Puerto Rico. And, you know, it was not anything, but to me, everything I heard after that in Spanish was my grandparents' or my parents' music. And when this music came around, the Bogaloo, really going back to Mambo and Cha-Cha, you know, there were things that we could learn how to do and dance with partners. And there were enough places for us to go because that's what the music they played. You know, restaurants, if they have a live band, and they would have, you know, 15 used to go and dance. So this is a glimpse of that era, what I grew up with. As far as the pianists of the time, Mark Diamond was definitely considered, you know, a monster, so to speak. He was incredible live. And on recordings, you know, he composed and arranged and you know, performed, those tunes that we heard. There were some teenagers in those bands. You know, Willie Colon was on trombone on most of two of the songs that we heard with Mark Diamond and with Eddie Palmieri and with Mark Diamond. We heard Barry Rogers on the trombone. Excuse me.
Barry Rogers was
an incredible trombonist. And so, and we heard on this last one, we were listening to a trumpeter by the name of Juanito Torres from Puerto Rico. Incredible, hitting those high notes. And the congas, you had a black Cuban by the name of Francisco Aguabella. And on the timbales, you had another incredible percussionist by the name of Manny Oquendo. So, you know, these were people that we knew who they were. It wasn't like now you just know the artist, but the main leader of the band or the person that was a celebrity. And, you know, with people like Eddie Palmieri, Richie Ray, and Bobby Cruz, who was the singer, Willie Colon with Hector Lavoe, Larry Harlow with Miranda, Mark Diamond, he sang with, you know, a lot of different singers used to use him for their recordings. So I hope. One person that shouldn't be forgotten with Willie Colon, what we mentioned Willie Colon, is a pianist by the name of Professor Joe Torres, who was with Willie, you know, after Mark. And he stayed with Willie for, you know, 20, 30 years. All the recordings that Willie did after the ones he did with Mark were with the Professor Joe Torres, who used to live down the block from me, on Fox Street. I lived in 737 Fox Street, and he lived like at 839 or something like that, Fox Street. And my mother knew his mother. I remember him playing the piano when I was a kid. So, you know, and Bucky was playing timbales on one of the really cool ones. And, you know, rest in peace, Joe Torres, Barry Rogers, and Mark Diamond. You know, these were people that were great musicians, and I think that some of us gravitated to this music because we knew it wasn't easy to play those notes. So, and we felt the music when they were playing it, and we danced to it and sweated and danced some more and left with a smile. I never saw anybody dance salsa music with a sad face.
Yeah.
They always have a smile. They're happy to dance. It's just, it did something to push the button. And you have a few more tunes with Eddie Palmieri. I think that maybe we should finish up with Eddie and then talk about him a little bit. Okay.
Now, is Eddie still alive today?
Eddie's still alive today. Eddie is 83 years old, and he lives in New Jersey. He was born in New York. He grew up in the Bronx, And his brother Charlie was a huge influence. His older brother Charlie was also a great pianist. And, you know, Eddie Palmieri, you know, I knew him as a growing up as an artist. Never thought that I'd ever have an opportunity to work with him or with Tito Puente when I went to California. And lo and behold, I was in Puerto Rico working for a company, and Eddie Palmieri was on tour, and the manager of Eddie Palmieri at the time wanted me to be the tour manager for Eddie Palmieri. In other words, I had to stay with Eddie Palmieri 24 hours a day. You know,
okay.
Make sure he's after the show, make sure he's okay, everything was okay, and get him on the plane and get him in the car, you know. So he performed three nights in Buenos Aires, and on one night, the next day, he received a phone call, and I was there with him, and Hector Lavoe, the great Hector Lavoe, who's the most beloved singer of salsa of all time, rest in peace. They made a movie out of him called El Cantante. I don't know if you remember that with Mark Anthony. This is an incredible story because the phone call was about Hector Lavoe falling off of his balcony hotel room, and nobody knew what happened. But you know, the thing is that he survived. It was nine floors, and you know, after that, you know, Hector wasn't the same. You know, he had a lot of issues with substance abuse. You know, some great people, you know, no one gives them a way out, so to speak. By offering them, you know, some type of help. You know, today is different. They offer you help. They say, "Hey, look, you like this." You know, they have the union. They have music cares. It's with the recording academy, with the Grammy. You know, Grammy organization is called NARIS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. So they have programs to do that. So, but yes, now Eddie Palmieri is still touring.
Was that him that came to play in Detroit in just a few months ago at the jazz festival on the piano?
That was the great Cuban pianist. I mean, he is among those great Cuban pianists, but he didn't come on the scene until a little further into the 70s, where right now, from the 60s to the 70s, and
okay.
He came up. Eddie Palmieri has won 10 Grammy Awards, and he's still a humble, you know, human being. He is the best. And, you know, he's still working. He's not working as much as before, but he has a lot of, all that music you just heard was composed by him, written by him. Arranged by him, performed by him, his band, you know. He knows exactly the sound he wants. And, 10 Grammys. And I think maybe more. But I know he has that geese 10. Just like Tito Puente. I worked on one project with Tito Puente and Eddie Palmieri. It was the last project, the recording project I worked on with Tito and with Eddie. I had worked two other recording projects with Eddie Palmieri for the record label I was with at the time called Troppy Jazz out of New York City, you know, part of the Ralph Mercado, rest in peace. Ralph Mercado's a great, one of my mentors, and great Latin music promoter, a company called RMM Records, which is an entire story that I could tell you about that one day. But right now, there's some music, and any comments, call our number.
All right. And if you have any comments or questions for Eddie Rodriguez, you can call in 323-642-1586. Okay, here we go.
Llamando un guaguancó, el adiós tumbando, y aquí está repicando, qué rico bongo. A ti te conviene, oye bien lo que tiene, mi guaguancó. El adiós tumbando, y aquí está repicando, qué rico bongo. Aquí está repicando, qué rico bombo.
Bye.
With Eddie Rodriguez of Eddie Rodriguez Entertainment. And Eddie, tell the people how they can contact you.
Well, you can reach me via email, Eddie Rod, E-D-D-I-E-R-O-D, the number 213 at gmail.com. I'm on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram at Eddie Rodriguez. You could send me a comment and let me know how you like the show. We're going through some of the music that was played in the Bronx during the time I was growing up and influenced me to become a professional in the industry. So kind of interesting that we're playing some music, but there's so much more. There's so much music that we don't have the time to play. I'm just choosing some of the ones that kind of were very, very popular at the time. Once again, we were teenagers. The drinking age was 18, so at that time there was a lot of people going to Vietnam too. If you're old enough to go die in Vietnam, you're old enough to drink at the age of 18. But the laws change because, from the drunk driving, I think like 8, drinking age now is 21. At 21, your taste in music is already you can only go out after 18 and you can't drink until you're 21. But so it's a different ambiance. It's not a party. But nevertheless, this is the music we were dancing to in junior high school and high school, and I just wanted to share some of that music with your audience. And I wanted to thank you very much, WD, for inviting me to your show, Truth to Power, every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you soon.
Yes. And thank you for sharing part of your history and part of what you have been involved in many years here. So we thank you for opening our minds and musical experience to that. So we're going to leave out with, who are we leaving out with? Is this Larry Hollow?
Yes, we heard Larry Harlow. We just heard Larry Harlow with Junior Gonzalez. Larry was one of the first ones signed to the Fania record label. And, prior to that, we heard Eddie Palmieri with Lalo Rodriguez, and we heard him with Ismael Quintana. Last tune we heard, Vamos Pa'l Monte, that was Eddie Palmieri and his brother Charlie. Influence because his brother Charlie played his electric piano. And so the tune we heard, Vamos Pa'l Monte, I was once at an outdoor event in Spanish Harlem, and they were playing together. Each one would do a solo, the other one. And it was an outdoor event in a schoolyard, and someone heard some shots, and all of a sudden everybody kind of scrambled, and it was a mess. But they kept on playing. They kept on playing, and so they told them to stop playing. But they were both some of the great. They are. Eddie is still, you know, the greatest, and Charlie, rest in peace, was incredible. But the music we're going to keep on playing next week. We're going to continue with the piano. And Chucho Valdez, the gentleman that you saw perform at the Detroit Jazz Festival, was on the set list for that show.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Eddie Rodriguez. We'll look forward to next Thursday at the same time. Thank you, family, for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Better love.
Better love.
Si los rumberos me llaman, yo los pongo a guarachía. Si los rumberos me llaman, yo los pongo a guarachía.
Y va a sonar mi guaguancó. Y va a sonar mi guaguancó.
Con güiro, timbal y piano para que puedan gozar. Con güiro, timbal y piano para que puedan.
samba. Todo el mundo contento está. Y ya vienen los soneros, tumberos al monitar. Empiezo yo por cantar una cumbia pa' Colombia, un guaguancó a Venezuela, son montuno a Panamá. Y cuando voy a empezar
Señor. blanco. Y que Ina le llama Mao Chango.
Aida Ucaca.
Que le llaman la reina de Guaguango.
Aida Ucaca.
Punga tapum viva Chango.
Aida Ucaca.
Siempre que vivirá Chango.
Aida Ucaca.
Líbranos de todo mal. Mal.